From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The ashes of Chinese activists and Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo were scattered at sea Saturday after he was cremated in a private ceremony. Liu, China's best-known human rights prisoner, died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience and died at a hospital in Shenyang, where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an emotional address to tens of thousands of people in Istanbul on the anniversary of a failed coup a year ago. He backed the death penalty for coup plotters and said they should wear Guantanamo Bay-style uniforms. Earlier, Mr. Erdogan unveiled a memorial for the 260 people who died fighting the coup. Since then, the Turkish president has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants he has characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has arrested another 50,000 people. Critics say the dismissals and arrests are part of an attempt to purge dissent. At least 8 people were killed on Saturday in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse in a football stadium in the Senegalese capital Dakar. The official APS news agency says the stampede broke out following clashes at the end of the match. Police fired tear gas at clashing supporters from both teams who were throwing projectiles, and panic spread in the stadium, leading to a crush. News reports say 49 others were seriously injured. For this and other news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. There's a new women's champion at Wimbledon.
Game, set and match, Miss Muguruza. 2 sets to love. 7-5, 6-love.
Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza has won her first Wimbledon title, defeating American Venus Williams in straight sets. The 37-year-old, 10th-seeded Williams had been seeking to become the oldest women's Grand Slam champion, but couldn't overcome the 14th-seeded Muguruza. Muguruza, who lost in the Wimbledon finals in 2015 to Venus's sister Serena, saved 2 set points in the 10th game of the first set and then won 9 straight games to clinch the championship. It is her second Grand Slam title. The men's final is on Sunday. The U.S. Justice Department wants the Supreme Court to block a federal judge's ruling that exempted grandparents of people living in the United States from President Donald Trump's travel ban. On Thursday, U.S. District Court Judge Derek Watson in Hawaii called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from 6 mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to join family members in the U.S. Watson also ruled that refugees who had assurances of a placement by a resettlement agency in the U.S. should also be exempt. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his golf resort in New Jersey. He is apparently dismissing news accounts of the latest revelations on Russia's alleged efforts to influence last year's U.S. presidential election. He tweeted Saturday that stock valuations continue to climb despite media coverage of new developments surrounding the Russian controversy. The tweet followed reports Friday that there were other participants in a controversial Trump Tower meeting that took place in June of last year. 2 Russian Americans were identified by news outlets as having accompanied a Russian lawyer to the meeting, which Donald Trump Jr. originally said was just to talk about a Russian ban on Americans adopting Russian children. This week, Trump Jr. revealed that he attended the meeting because he had been promised some incriminating information about Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. Pakistan says it will build a fence along its long, porous border with Afghanistan, in part because of a lack of cooperation from authorities in Kabul. The border region has long been a source of instability, with militant groups, terrorists, and smugglers using the remote mountainous terrain as cover. Pakistan says it is now moving forward unilaterally to improve security in the region and increase the monitoring of millions of Afghan refugees living in Pakistan. That's the latest news. I'm Jim Bertel, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.